Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Ryan Out Loud podcast, where this season is proudly brought to you in collaboration with True Tea Pittsburgh. True Tea Pittsburgh is dedicated to celebrating queer people of color through the vibrant realms of creative arts and entertainment, social activism, and impactful sharing of meaningful life resources. Join us on a journey of empowering stories, diverse perspectives, and the intersection of art and advocacy. This is a space where voices are amplified and narratives are embraced. Welcome to a season filled with authenticity, brought to you by True Tea Pittsburgh. Ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people, gays and days, however you identify, welcome to a new episode of Ryan Out Loud. This is my, you know, I did my little self-reflection episode, but I had to bring it back and bring a special guest. This one has been in the making for a while now, maybe a little over a year. With a little going back and forth, with showing each other love, and then we finally connected and followed each other in love ever since. Well, it's always been love, but it's, the love is enhanced. Absolutely. Let me shut up and introduce you to not just a rapper, a singer, a producer, model, at like all of the above, the artist.
I love that. Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It is a blessing to actually be able to connect with you, man.
I am very grateful for this. I was looking through, of course, you're an amazing guest. I need a good guest. I need something fresh, something new. I'm sure my listeners are tired of hearing me talk about my everlasting self-reflections and failed dating and burnouts and whatever. I'm like, let's go back to basics and talk about music and the art, a Black queer creative. And Avery, you were my first person to hit up because you have such a beautiful story to tell. Not only is your music amazing, fun, and energetic, which, you know, you bring new life to everything you release. You know,
you're trying to make me blush.
But you also have a story to tell, and I would, you know, hope to, like, you know, get into that, whatever you feel comfortable talking about.
We can get into it all.
Ryan Out Loud. So first, just introduce yourself to the listeners. I'm going to shut up.
Absolutely. Well, hello, everyone. For those of you all who don't know me, come get to know a bitch.
Okay.
My name is Avery, but properly known as Avero. I am the muse, if I do say so myself, but I'm not going to pretend like I'm humble, because I'm not. I am a singer. I'm a rapper. I am a songwriter. I am an engineer. I'm a producer. I do everything on my own, by myself, and have been doing so for the past 24 years. And I'm 28. So, you know, we've been at it since we was four.
Like four?
We're really in it.
Come on, music prodigy.
Listen, one thing I'm not going to do is pretend as if I'm the most knowledgeable when it comes to music terminology and definitions and technique. But I am very much so educated in how to utilize skill.
Yes.
Having creativity is one thing. Knowing what to do with it is a completely different asset.
Absolutely.
So, and that's why I say stuff like, I'm not going to pretend to be humble, because I shouldn't have to. Anyone who has a skill set that is very vast should always feel confident. And there's a huge difference between confidence and arrogance, because my confidence doesn't harm anyone else unless you just don't like me.
We could end the episode right here. Speaking, I want y'all to see his, I wish y'all could see his face. That was meme worthy. I might have to save that for my own. You go see yourself as a meme.
And you have my full permission, okay?
I talk your shit. Listen.
I'm living. But no, for real. The one thing about me, then one thing that people who don't know me, that I want them to understand about me, is that I struggled for a very long time mm-hmm. trying to find the balance in talking my shit because I deserve to, but not offending other people while doing it. And I, for the life of me, can't fathom why it was that hard until I parted ways from certain people, mm-hmm. and then I parted ways from my old self. I had to become a new one. You know, as we talked about before we started recording, rebrand. I had to look into some things. Getting into a little bit of the journey so we can go ahead and dive deep into some other things. I just finished a battle with cancer. And if I may be even more further and frank with you all, today, exactly today, makes 10 months since I've rung the bell and beaten cancer.
Wow.
It has been 10 months. Job. Today.
Today.
Today. May 7th.
I remember, see, that was one of the, like occasionally, like, I think, you know, like Bambi, shout out to Bam.
Shout out to Bambi, baby. Oh, my heart. Love him.
That's my Scorpio brother. I can't wait to go to Atlanta. Hug him.
Hug him. Give him the biggest hug. I'm the biggest Bambi on the stand next to my
record. Yes. He would retweet you would do like updates and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, this man, but I'm like, you were like legit. And I'm not even like, as you get to know me, I don't bullshit, but I would literally, you know, people be like, oh, you say prayer and all of that. Like, I
but you actually, I feel that energy off of you. And I feel like, you know what, that probably aids into why I feel such a kinetic vibe and a very warm and welcome energy radiating off of you as I talk to you.
Thank you.
I don't feel like I typically have a what I would think is a good type of discernment to where I could depict whether it's or not someone's being, you know, kind of like standoffish or fraudulent in their interest. But I feel would be very invited. And because of that, I was more than happy to sign up and do this and then sit down and chat with you, because I'm really into getting to know people.
Which
is why going through the cancer thing, the I beat cancer, yada, yada, yada. We went through all of that. I dealt with a series of losses last year. And these are all people who are still alive. I'm talking about people just exiting the fuck out of my life.
You know, and deep dive, sorry, before, I don't want to interrupt, but you know, the most powerful prayer that you can say, and I've said it, and it's a powerful prayer, and it happens quick. And I say this twice.
I know exactly what you're finna say.
God, remove anybody in my life who is trying to harm me.
Get them out, Father God. Please take them out of here.
Remove them. Go. Who mean no?
Because I need to get somewhere. So who's not supposed to be here? Please, whatever obstacle that is holding them from moving, move it out of their way so they can move out of mine.
Hello.
Please, Father. I can't. Because the one thing I'm not going to allow is for myself to fall short because of the shortcomings of someone else ever again. Been there, done that. No, baby. No, baby.
No. Not at all.
Not at all. So, oh my God. So many people. I was in a group of 11 friends.
Mm-hmm.
Big old group chat. Can't really say friends because in all honesty, and I'm going to continue to talk, he's not going to drink this off of this in here. In all honesty, I knew most of them. Some of them I didn't really know all that well, but one thing that I did know about them is that these are people who I found cool on the internet, and we were talking like almost every single day, kind of like friendship vibes type of ordeal. And I'm very cautious with my energy because I understand that, yes, indeed, I am a light.
Which
you
know,
you, I'm a Pisces.
You just had a birthday. You did.
I sure did.
You did.
In March, yes. And I'm going to have my second one on the 7th of July. Because then it'll be a year since I beat Cancer on the 7th of July.
Okay.
But these friends of mine, of course, like I said, they were internet friends. And honestly, friend, I don't use that term loosely, but I do use it in a manner of welcoming gesture into my mental space.
Yeah.
Or my emotional space, whatever the case may be. I'm being polite. I'm being kind. I'm being friendly. These are folk who I've been, you know, spoken to over a year or whatever. All of these people, at some point in time, started to act very funky with me. Mm-hmm. And it became so, I don't even know how to put it into words. Honestly, it was just so 180, like a complete total switch up of before. And this is while I was in the hospital. I would reach out and be like, hey guys, just keep you all updated. The responses would be very dry. There was one point in time where, I'm not going to talk about that. I am going to talk about the next day. There was a point in time where something terrible had happened to me where I was not present. And I had to come back. I came back, clearly. And I didn't know how to talk about the situation. My mother didn't find out until last week because I knew I was going to talk about it on here.
Okay.
I did bring it up to them because I needed some type of comfort away from
family,
worrying about what my mom's going to say or think.
Yeah.
And nobody responded.
Not a soul.
Not a soul. Fast forward, friend. These folk end up distancing themselves from me because now they felt like after I rang the bell and I posted my little video on Twitter, I was doing the most by going down how many months it's been since I had rang the bell. They told me I was clout chasing, friend. So I told myself that was God showing me who else needed to go. And I, you know, took them on out. But friend, it gets deeper than that.
Ooh.
It gets deeper than that. There's an ultimate agenda with some folk. Remember how I mentioned Javery was Big Bar, heavy Nicki Minaj fan?
Yes, yes.
So because of that, Averro doesn't really get too much of a good rep because of what they knew Javery to be. At least that's my thought process. I could be very wrong on that, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily try to combat it because, quite frankly, like I say, you rebrand until you can't rebrand anymore. Do what works for you. I'm not mad at it, no shade. But I know a lot of people are very anti only because I am Mirage Dash Petty. I, quite honest, to be frank with you, don't give a fuck if you are or if you're not. I am not the arguer with the celebrity type. You are more than welcome to have your opinion.
Right.
I don't care. But ultimately, those people distance themselves from me because I kept retweeting Nicki Minaj on their timeline. They hate her. 10 people. Well, technically 8, because 2 of them came back and was like, yeah, the 8 of them people weird as fuck. But these are, of course, people I've met that are internet folk. They were waiting to find a way to get away from me because they didn't like the fact that that's who I liked. And I'm like, you all are insane. I just battled the fuck out of Cancer. That bitch tried to kill me. I took her out. And this is of your concern. I beg your pardon. Are we being for real here? Like, seriously, we're friends, and this is what you're doing?
This is
what you want to fall out of
the line.
Okay. That's not too adult-like, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue to ask that God to keep his covering over me and that he continues to do the job that I asked him to do, which was from whoever needs to be removed out of my life.
It's the fact.
Once you are gone, you have been released. I have no qualms. I have no bearings, no ill will. You are no longer a part of my life. You need nothing, and that is okay.
I wish you will.
God bless you.
Move along. Well, hold on. Let's we can get
deeper. We did just jump into
we can get deeper. I'm gonna keep it on. I'm gonna go back on track a little. That's thank you for sharing that, because sometimes you know, like I said, that's the like it's like I, that's why only the power the that prayer is so powerful. I
live by it.
Say it,
but you got to. It's so powerful. You do have to be careful.
Ooh.
You might not be ready for who's about to go next. You have to be careful.
And that's the thing. That's the let's talk about that after part. Sometimes when you say that prayer, you know, because you, I know for me as a person, like I just tweeted something similar. Like my heart and my intentions are pure. No harm to anyone. I move with nothing but love. Like,
right.
I literally try to. That's my motto. Like, I've seen things, been through things that I just choose love. Like, violence can be chosen. Let's not get it.
Hello.
Twisted.
But my choice.
Don't let this nice shit, good morning, beautiful people, I send y'all good love and good energy shit, fool you.
Maybe okay. I don't wipe these eyebrows off so fast. I'm 83rd bound, bitch. Don't do it.
I'm from DC. Let's not get shit twisted. Anyways, you know, it literally, you know, you gotta like, that's the part. Like, damn, you're removing this person that I thought was going to be.
Yeah, like it's the one I thought was going to be here. But it's the one not even that you thought. It's the one you want. It's the one you want.
That, to be. There you go.
And see what it's the one that you want. And the one you want is not supposed to be there, and that's why they gotta go. Because they're gonna be back. And you don't want to accept that because you're just like, well, why? Everything's gonna go great. And then later in time, when you're supposed to see why, you see why.
Get it. You understand
why. See why. You get it later. And every time from this point on, whoever leaves my life in whatever facet that they leave.
Bye.
God has already made it to where I understand the ordinance of resiliency that lies within me. In other words, God just told me, you worried about bouncing back from not fucking with some nigga or some bitch. Do you understand the battle that you just got done battling and how you look right now? Hair looking like that, coming out your scalp, your skin. I mean, the fancy is on, but hello, without it, bitch, you still look great.
Still glowing. Like,
you're mobile. You are even more artistic.
Body T, listen, you got to give me the routine because I gotta get my life together.
But it's just like God tells me all the time, like, listen, I know you're upset about this, be frustrated, but you are very resilient. So when someone leaves your life,
let them,
please don't get mad at it. Let them go. And if you hold the door open and they just walk out, that's enough there right there.
Oh well. Listen, we got
some
bits that I'm gonna share these because some people need to. They don't listen to the full episode, which they should.
Oh no, y'all we both won't be sharing this shit because one thing, you may not see me, you may not feel me, but you gonna hear me, y'all.
You gonna hear me. Period.
You gonna hear me.
Ooh, yeah, I got some quotable ones from this. I can't wait to share those. So, thank you for sharing that. And you know,
absolutely,
that's that power prayer. Woo. Anyways, let's go back to the very beginning. You know, like you're really not new to this. You're really true to this music shit. Like, legit.
Absolutely.
And I'm saying.
I stand 10 toes down on it just to reiterate. I am Avero, based in Chicago, okay? 28 years old. Have been producing since I was 4, so for the past 24 years. I've been engineering since I was 18. I've been singing since I was 6, and I've been rapping since I was 12. I've been writing since I was 7.
Come on.
Now, when I talk my shit, it's because I legitimately have the creative credentials to do so. But I'm never going to talk my shit to where it's of harm upon anyone else unless the shoe fits. And please understand that Avero is the most direct bitch you will ever meet because Avero can back everything up. Okay. Now that I've gotten now that I've gotten the confidence that gets mistaken as arrogance out of the way, let me go ahead and say, as a 28-year-old musician who does everything on his own, I know what it's like to have to meet other people, which is exactly why I do everything on my own. I'm currently helping so many other artists get their shit together, and I'm charging reasonable rates. But even though it's the rates are, you know, great for like helping bills get paid because I'm not working right now. I'm on disability until I can find a job that's not going to look at me as a liability for beating off cancer. I'm charging a reasonable rate. I don't really care too much about the rates. I care about the creativity. I care about the bond. I care about when we get in the studio, what kind of magic are we going to create together?
Yeah,
you know, and so a lot of times when people hear me come off very conceited, and a lot of songs on this project are going to come off very conceited, I just know what I'm capable of. If that's can make myself sound good and a bunch of other people sound even better than what they thought they could sound, and I've done the same for myself over and over again to the point where my sound evolves practically every single new song I make, I mean, yes, I'm going to fill my oats and think I'm the shit. You're supposed to be confident, baby.
Supposed to. A lot of my friends tell me all the time, they're like, Ryan, I feel like you don't talk your shit enough. I'm like,
And they probably right. First of all, if I'm not mistaken, because I do be paying attention, I know we passed 100 episodes at this point, right? We hit that mark, right?
This is episode 103.
This is episode 103?
This is episode
103. Talk your shit. Episode 103, my guy. It's a lot of people start this,
you know?
They start off and they fall off because the momentum's not there or they get discouraged. You found a means of keeping it going and you make it work. You sat up here and you were like, oh, we're going to implement this. I believe you're going to implement that element at some point. You will, absolutely. Because you're all about progression, and anybody who's all about progression is always going to be kindred to me. And that's what I want to help my peers do. I want to help them progress. I will never be the crab in a bucket mentality ass bitch, which reels me back into my initial point. I give it up the way that I give it up because I know how to celebrate other people with no hesitation.
That part.
You will never find me being the jealous type.
Never.
You will never find me being the bitter type. When other folk release their shit and they get recognition, I listen. I let the little snippets that I hear on Twitter and Instagram, I come across them and I listen. And I'm like, you know, this bops. I don't know if it'll go in my library. But you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna start looking into you a little bit more. Or, hey, this shit is slab. Let me go ahead and send a tweet to Shorty who made this and left this motherfucker know this shit. I'm supportive like that. I think this is dope. You ate this up. It'd be random ass gay rappers coming across my fucking timeline. And I'm sharing it with y'all. Because I want y'all to hear the shit that I hear. It is giving a little Kim, a little... But it's okay. Much love. Shout out to Little Kim. I love her.
Shout out to Kim. So, you talked about a few of your influences. Okay. Yes. Who? Let's talk about who were some of your... You've talked about one of them. Let's talk about a few of them. Okay. Give me some of your influences. You know,
I'm just going to go straight down the line in terms of who my influences are in terms of people that I look up to.
Okay.
Of course, Nicki Minaj is an influence upon me rapping wise, but not that heavy. She makes me want to push my pen. She makes me want to think of metaphors. She doesn't make me want to sound like her. I don't want to sound like her. I just want to be very lyrical in my essence with my metaphors.
Like her. Yeah.
But I really appreciate her skill and wordplay. So her and then Kendrick Lamar. Yes. I'm pretty sure you know I am more than thoroughly pleased with his latest efforts.
A lot of people don't want to admit it. Kendrick ate Aubrey.
Freaky ass nigga, yeah, 69 guy. Freaky ass nigga, yeah, 69 guy. Yes. Hey, run for your life. Hey, run for your life. Is it my friend? Are you locked?
Ate him up. And listen, you know, I'm a Drake fan. You know, Drake is my...
I'm a fan of both. I'm definitely a fan
we
of both.
We share a birthday together. Like, I'm...
Come on, over here.
I'm like...
Not, not
Ovi, you're not copyright this episode. Hold on, look, I'm like, Aubrey, get up,
get up, and fight. Let her hair go. Kendrick, let her hair go.
Nikki Kendrick,
Brandy. Oh, my mother.
So, okay, hold on. I had a question later on. I said, quick, I was going to ask later on, but I might as well just ask it now. Give me your top five rappers and your top five singers, male or female. So we can rappers, like, and it doesn't have to be any. I didn't mean to say top fives. You're five.
My five. Okay. Well, I believe I can do that.
Okay.
So one on Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne, Smino. I really fuck with Smino myself. Thank you. Singers. Beyonce. Jasmine fucking Sullivan. Victoria Monet. I'm saying fuck because I'm running out of space because it's like I really want to be efficient here. Of course I'm of myself, but we're gonna take myself out for this time being. So three. Beyonce, Jasmine, Brandy, duh. Take Victoria out. Love you, girl. But for my last two in terms of singers. I when I listen to gospel, I listen to singers. Yes, I do. Whitney Houston. And then for that final one, not because of her ability, but because of her discography, her creativity, and her ability to use her voice in the capacity that she can, Janet Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
Janet Jackson and Brandy are mother and mother to me in terms of my melodic instrumentation with my voice. And then Kendrick Lamar and Nicki Minaj are like parental guide, whatever, for me. And then in terms of like rap, like I look at them like rap parents or whatever, type shit like that.
But
Doja Cat is very influential. Her and I have a very similar similar sound. When I was coming up with a project I was working on back in 2018, I heard Amala and I was like, oh shit. A lot of her shit sounds like shit I would make. That's dope. I like that. I like that. It made me more comfortable. Doja Cat made me a lot more comfortable with my sound.
Okay.
She came out, I was like, you know what? I don't feel weird about trying to share my music anymore because, you know, I see there are people out there that have similar sounds and similar styles. And the more comfortable you are in it, the more it reads off that way. And because of that, you know, people pick up on your energy when they see that you aren't really into your music like that. They can tell you go in a movie, you just end up there just saying what the fuck ever type shit. But Doja Cat made me more comfortable with that. But yes.
Okay.
Rappers is definitely me, Nicki, Wayne, Kendrick,
Brandy. And, I'm sorry.
I forgot who I said the fifth rapper was.
I have to go back, I
said me, Wayne, Kendrick, Nicki. Fuck it, me again.
That's who it was.
Big me, double me. Fuck they talking about. And then singers was Beyonce, of course, Brandy, Janet Jackson, Whitney, and Jasmine Sullivan.
Absolutely. Tell you, Brandy she touches my soul in a whole nother way. Like,
we
could talk all about her. My wedding song, and I don't even know who I'm going to be married to, but I'm just, my wedding song is Put That On Everything because it's one of the.
Put That On Everything.
Yes.
Clearly, I don't know the fucking words, but. It's a lot of, okay, so one thing about Averro as well, another quick little fun fact, he knows melodies, he does not know words.
That's me all day, I swear.
I will hum the fuck out of a melody and know that bitch like the back of my hand, but them words is not gonna come to me, baby.
And when I don't know, I'll be like, what's that part that, you know, when they say, they be like, what'd he say?
What'd he say? That's me all the way.
I just shared a meme on my stories, like, that part when the song's coming on, what'd he say?
What do you say?
Exactly. So, put that on everything.
Put that on everything. So,
yeah.
I got into Never Say Never.
I can't even tell you the melody right now, but I...
I got into Never Say Never, like, in 2022.
I'll end this interview right now.
So, this is why. I grew up in the... I grew up in the era without Strick. And when I came into the streaming era, it didn't occur to me that all of these albums were available at the touch of my whim.
Yeah.
So there were always, I always knew of eras. I always knew of all the Brandy eras and the singles. I just never dove into the albums because I never bought albums. I was a kid. Yes. So I got into Never Say Never. And when I tell you, my mom was like,
your favorite song off of Never Say Never, that's not a,
not a single?
Yeah.
Is Learn the Hard Way a single?
No. No, that's true. She
had to learn the hard way. Know how to change my love away. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Wait, let me say this, Sue. Because I know y'all just heard that.
I'm sorry.
Next hole. Next hole. And I'm going to talk my shit really quick because I'm just that animated with it. Next hole to complain about me using auto-tone. Run this clip back. Thank you.
Okay. Come on.
Sure, you had to learn the hard way. Oh, I got to sing my love away.
Yeah, come on. I'm back there with the back vocal, you know, I got you. So let's dig into your music, okay?
Yes. Let us.
Your music. But we gonna dig into your music and I'm gonna come back really, really quick.
Absolutely.
You're gonna get into your music.
Yes, yes.
And that will end part one of episode 103, The Rebirth of Averro. Part two will continue next week. Until then, remember, Black Lives Matter, Black Queer Lives Matter, Black Trans Lives Matter. Thank you for listening to this episode of Ryan Out Loud.